Right. All right. I apologize in advance. I'm not feeling so well, so if I'm stuttering or saying things a little bit slowly, or I forget anything, just an apology in advance. All right. So I'm gonna have one hour, but I'm basically gonna say the shmooze that I gave at my son Shalom Zacher last year. It was shmooze also.
Are you recording?
Yeah. Okay. So we know the big vart in this week's parish is that. Pasuk says that there was a new king. New king that didn't know Yosef. So Rashi quotes, Vayakom Melech Chadosh, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Chadosh Mamish, Chad Amar Shiniz Chad Shub Zerosov. Rashi quotes Gemara in Soita that there's a dispute of what it means that a new king arose. Either a new king Mamish, a new Paro, a new king of Mitzrayim, or possibly the other opinion is it's not a new king, but a king, as he continues, Asher lo yada. Asa atzmo ki'ilu lo yadu. He made himself as if he didn't remember who Yosef was. What does that mean? So one opinion is there's a new king. We're going to leave that opinion aside for now. According to the other opinion, that it was the same king that went through everything with Yosef, the dreams, everything we've had in previous parashas. And just for some reason, he was asa siyado, he made himself kilo yadu, as if he didn't know. He forgot Yosef. So if they ask, what does that mean? So I thought pshat was like this. So I think there's two angles you can go about this. The first one I said over the Shalom Zacher, and then the other one we'll get into later. So I thought pshat was he forgot his relationship with Yosef. Meaning what? That Yosef came along with these dreams. Egypt was going to go through these 7 years of complete wealth and then 7 years of poverty. Yosef told Paro, he interpreted the dreams. He basically figured out a system which they'd save some money. They'd save the money, put things in storage houses, and prepare for the 7 years of famine. And Egypt was basically a powerhouse during those 7 years of famine. They were the only ones with money because Yosef was able to plan in advance and help Paro become the dominant force in the world. But he forgot. What does that mean, he forgot? It means during those times, Mustama, he had a good, healthy, and close relationship with Yosef. They discussed a lot of inyanim. They discussed all the hardships that were going on so that they can get over them. And Mustama, they had a very, very close relationship. But he forgot that relationship. And because he wasn't able to look back on that relationship and reminisce on that relationship and that closeness he had with Yosef, Paro was able to, at a later generation, we see he's scared. Klal Yisrael, they're growing by too many people, and having a lot of kids at the same time, so he's a little scared. So he's able to go ahead and forget his relationship with Yosef. And that's why, because he forgot his relationship with Yosef, that's the way, that's the only possibility that there was, that he can now come down hard on Klal Yisrael. So I thought that was pshat with the Shalom Zacher. Everyone always tries to figure out what the Shalom Zacher is. So I said like this, that you have this time in the child's life. He's just born. He spent the past 9 months learning Torah with the Malach, shtaiging all day long, learning Kol Torah Kula. He comes out, he's born, he's done nothing wrong, the purest of a neshama that you could ever have. And he has this relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that's unparalleled. He's completely, he's completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's connected to his Creator because he's so close to the creation. So what do? By Friday night, the Shalom Zacher, the first Shabbos the child's alive, we say we need to signify this time period. We need to give this child a concept to look back on. What's that concept? A concept that he can always say, there was at least a time in my life when I had such a closeness to my Creator, such a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though he might not remember the Shalom Zacher, obviously, but he can understand that there was this time, that there was a Shalom Zacher. There was a time when he was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was nothing he's ever done wrong. He was able to just connect, be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember those times. Remember the time where he learned with the Malach. Even if he didn't remember the Torah. He remembers when he was so close, he was just engrossed in his relationship with his Creator. And I thought, I said, Vaitar, I said, I thought that's pshat with what a house is, what parenting is. Whenever you have these parents who are trying to bring children up in a firm way, in the ways of Avodas Hashem, the whole idea is you try and show these children, you try and show your child a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the foundation. You have halacha, you have learning, you have all these different mitzvahs. They come as an afterthought, let's call it. An afterthought to what? To establishing a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're supposed to build a home in which you teach your children that there's a concept of understanding and loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from that, if you can give someone, if you can give a child that understanding within the home itself, the child can go through life and look back, much like the Shalom Zachar, much like Paro wasn't able to do, he didn't succeed in doing. The child is supposed to look back at his relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu and just understand that I have a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life. It doesn't matter what I failed in. It doesn't matter what I've done wrong. There was a time where I was so close. I saw it in my house when I was a younger child and I was more innocent. My parents were able to show me that I had a relationship. I was very connected to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Or back to even more extreme, back to the first 8 days of my life, before anything, when I was totally, totally in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can look back to that, and I can understand that I was there once. We could all understand that we were there once, and grow towards that. Trying to get back there. So, I said that at the Shalom Zachar, and it was a nice part. But in terms of where we're holding now, let's just talk between all of us. A little bit of, not Mussar, but like an Eitz HaTovah, of understanding that. We've all, first 8 days, obviously, in the beginning of someone's life, when they're a young child, everyone's innocent. No one did anything wrong. In fact, everything was fresh. All we thought about was like, how like Judaism was, every little piece of Judaism that we were getting, Yiddishkeit, it was geschmack, we loved. No one had any prejudice. No one had any other taivas to do other things. I'm talking about the younger years.
You're saying like 8 years old? I mean, not when you're 8 years old, but first 8 days of your life.
First 8 days, meaning you're a pure neshama.
You're not thinking about anything.
Not thinking about anything.
It's like the first like 5 years of your life.
And after that. The younger years, I'm saying.
Yeah.
The younger, as a child is young, there's no rebellion. They don't want anything else other than to be a good, innocent child. Whatever. The point is, but we get through life, and life goes on, and there are other things that we want, and things, they throw us off, and they take us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the idea here is to sit and remember that we were once there. We once had that relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We had it, we felt it, even if we were too young to understand. But the Neshama felt it. The Neshama felt that there was nothing that was pulling it away from its relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And we're able to get back there. Get back to that pure and amazing understanding of that like a Kaddish Baruch Hu loves us and he's with us. And if we just connect to him, everything in life is amazing. I always say that I heard a Vart a few years ago that we ask for a little bit of Or Panecha by Sim Shalom. We ask for like the light of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So I thought the Pshah was, if anyone ever saw the Prince of Egypt, everyone probably saw it.
Sure.
So there's a scene that whatever they got wrong in terms of Pshah, doesn't matter. But there's a scene in there that's so emistic that when Moshe, he goes to the bush in the movie, and there's like a scene where like this spirit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, is what they're trying to depict, but like this wind, this white wind spirit, it takes Moshe and like surrounds him and it picks him up, and he lands. And after that experience of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he starts crying. So what does that mean? I thought that's pshat of like, we ask for Or Panach, we ask for the light of Hashem. We ask for that to be shown what it means to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when we see what it means to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can really connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We can start to, not literally, but we can start to cry. Why? Because we realize that is the whole essence of existence, is getting closer and closer to Hashem. We're made B'Tzelem Elohim, we're made in the image of God. And says the Derech Hashem, the whole idea is to refine ourselves. Nefesh HaChaim says it also, is to bring our midos, refine ourselves back to a state in which we are as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as possible. So we have to work towards that. We have to build towards that. But it helps to understand and remember there was a time when we had such a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Ribbono Shel Olam, that it's possible to get back there. And once we have that understanding, we can work towards that. We can build towards that. We can refine ourselves. Refine our midos. And I thought that, just for tonight, I thought that we could, there's another pshat we can take out from this, that the Paro didn't remember Yosef. It's not just that he didn't remember the relationship with Yosef, but he wasn't Makir Tov. That he didn't think, he didn't remember all that Yosef did for him. You have to remember, he interpreted the dream, he prepared for those 7 years of famine, he saved Egypt. Egypt was a powerhouse. And Paro's just sitting there, and he's getting a little nervous that Klal Yisrael is growing too fast. And he says, he was also his atzma. He caused himself to forget all that Yosef did for him. He wasn't Makir Tov. He didn't thank Yosef. Even after Yosef was Nifter, he didn't thank Yosef. He didn't continue to remember all that Yosef did for him and his country. So the Musar is Pashit. Makir Tov. Hakaras Tov. Whoever it is in our lives, I'm not talking about halachic shir on what it means to mekayim kibud av v'im, what it means to have respect for one's teacher. It's not halachic shir here, how to actually do that. I'm talking about the concept of really truly understanding that there are people in our lives, in our past, that have helped us in ways that we don't even understand because we're not consciously thinking about them. Whether it's our parents, all that they've done for us, all that they've given us, all they put up with. So many times after the years when we were innocent and we were mamish rebelling. And not like rebelling like that's our whole agenda, but we wanted other things and it wasn't necessarily what our parents wanted for us. We pushed back. But they put up with it and they stayed around, obviously. But we take that for granted. But they stuck around with us. They loved us. They showed us infinite amounts of love through everything, through whatever we did in high school, through the later years. And they stuck around and they showed us love throughout. So just a little bit of a karsa tov, but not even in the maisa and calling up and saying thank you. It's about a mindset, about an avodah shebelev, in one's heart, understanding that like there are people, there are rebbeim that have given us so much even in the past 5 months, 6 months, however long anyone's been in Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, Kal Vachomer. There are friends that do so much for us. And it's not about calling them up and saying thank you. It's not about what you do for them back. That's a different shir. Obviously, those things are important. But it's at least understanding in one's heart that there are people out there that have done so much for us. And to truly believe, like we were saying, refining one's midos. What does that mean? It's for ourselves. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a makir tov, to be thankful and grateful people. Why? Because that brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's able to help us refine ourselves, find who we are. This is, I saw it. Couldn't find it, but Rav Noach Weinberg, he's the founder of Ish, not Ish Kodesh, but Ish HaTorah, over here. And he has a pshat, and I'm like, why is Kibud Av V'Im so important? So obviously, like, we know there's Gemaras in Kiddushin that speak about how, like, think about it, our parents are Shutfin. They're partners with the Kodesh Baruch Hu creating us. So just like when you show Kavod, when you respect your parents, you show them Kavod to the Shechina. He says, like, let's forget all that. He wasn't like, what is so important about like showing respect and being grateful to those who have done so much for us? Because the Ikar is understanding how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. But that's tough because he's not like in our lives in a physical way. Obviously he is, but on a daily basis, it's hard to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokai neshama shenasata vi tahora hi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us neshama every day. We think HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gives it back to us. He lets us live every morning. Wake up. He sustains us all day. I was just learning this week in Nefesh HaChaim that like the difference between when a man creates and when a Kadosh Baruch Hu creates is that a man creates, he builds something. So if he builds it well, he's not holding that structure up. If he builds a house with his bare hands, the house stands if he built it well. If he walks away and never sees the house again, the house stands. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is kol yom v'yom. He's sustaining us. He's constantly allowing us to live. And if you were to, chas v'shalom, remove himself for 1 second, us as his creation wouldn't stand. So that's the ikar, is understanding the gratefulness, being grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we can't be grateful to the people in our lives that are directly involved with us and directly giving us so much, such as our parents, Rebbeim, friends, if we can't be grateful to them, then how are we ever going to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Our parents are involved in our lives on a daily basis, how much they give us. And if we can't show true Hakaras HaTov, if we can't feel true Hakaras HaTov, then we don't stand a chance of showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hakaras HaTov. Because, let's face it, it's much harder. It's a much higher madriga to reach. So, listen, there's a lot to speak about on this topic. I'll open up the Q&A, because, like, I don't know, no one has any questions, that's okay too. And also, I'm just not feeling so well. But Yirat Hashem, we should understand this. We should remember that we have this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we can get back to that time. We can build towards that time. How? By refining our midos and getting closer and closer, by becoming more similar, like the Derech Hashem said. More similar to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And one of those ways is showing Hakaras HaTov to those, whoever it is. Showing, but also feeling, truly in our heart. It's one thing if someone, okay, you call up your parents and say thank you. We should get to a madriga where we really feel it. And we really understand what it means to be like a grateful person. Show true Hakaras HaTov. Yishem Yirat Hashem. Should all have a siyat d'shmaya to reach this madriga, to get back there, and really mekayim what it means to be a makir tov. We're going to have a good Shabbos. So, next week, my good friend, he is the great grandson of the Rosh Yeshiva Panovich. His name is Yosef Pavarsky. He went to the tiv with me. He'll be joining us next week. He will be speaking a little, either the whole time. He's a Gishmak guy. He's a Godoldor. So we'll split. We'll both speak. He went to YU. He's a great guy. Whatever. He's someone to ask questions to. He made it. He really made it. Whatever. Just a heads up. But Mitzvah Shem Yishol, good Shabbos. If anyone wants to ask any questions, I'm here. Shkoyach.